time driving. They're all nice. We gather up early in the afternoon and sit in the bus and chat and discuss different things. Well, we are trying to be defensive drivers, and we discuss, you know, the places that we would have to ditch the bus if we had to, safety places and things like that. That's what we talk about. And that all the drivers are real nice. This is my first year, and that most of them been driving for years.
And did you have a job before you were a bus driver?
Yes.
What did you do?
I worked at a cafeteria and food department. I was assistant management manager. I was in management.
What'd you do there?
Well, I had to order the food and make out the menus and, well, make out a list for everybody to things for everybody to do. And when it come time, well, when we get it quarter before we open the line, I had to go out and place the prices on the food and make sure everything was in place and make sure the food, I had a sample of food, so it was, you know, just right. And that was about it. And I had to post everything that we buy, and, you know, and send it in to the head office, and they would send it back to me, and then I would repost it in the keep book. And well, you had to do it, everything. I had to do some of everything. Yeah, I get work and keep book and, you know, management. Now, management is, a lot of people think it's just consists of sitting down and seeing the other fellow do it, but it's not that. Sometimes you end up doing it yourself. Because you come short of one, you know, help, you have to turn in, drive in and get going. So I liked it. To the last year, we got new help, and they gave me a sweat, so I quit.
Now, was that in Dothan? Now, do your close friends live around here, or they live in Dothan?
Well, I think my close friends live in Dothan. I don't have these around here, the neighbors like, but we're not friends, not really.
Tell me something about them, about what they do then.
Well, my friend, well, most of my friends, before I worked at the cafeteria, I worked at hospital. And most of my friends, they are there, you know.
What did you do at the hospital?
A housekeeping department. And help with the patients.
Well, now, did you have a job before you worked in the hospital?
No. We already farmed. Yeah. And my job was there, keeping book, you know, for my husband, things like that.
So you farmed in Spain?
Yeah, we farmed. Well, we farmed for about 20 years. Really, from Span, it's for Span and West.
And you told me you started driving the bus for a reason.
Yeah, most time they come short of drivers. Like, you don't, they won't go to school to drive. No, you can't hardly get adults to drive buses. So when it come time to open the school, he had went around and couldn't find anybody. So he just called his little 16-year-old in, and he asked him would he drive, and he said he would try it, and he took the bus, and he didn't do a good job. So I had wanted to ride the bus, and I couldn't accept him because he really, you know, he didn't have no experience with driving. So I called the principal and talked to him about it, and he said that if I would drive, come over, and I did. So I took it, and that's why I'm driving, for the sake of the children.
That's good. And tell me about your church.
Well, I've been a member of this church since I was 12 years old.
What's the name of it?
Green Valley Baptist Church.
And where?
It's out west of Dothan, 84. It's about 7 miles from town. And I moved away. I've been as far as maybe 25 miles from it, but I always go back down. Never, you know, move a membership. I just travel back and forth. We have a meeting twice a month, second and fourth Sunday. And since I've been there, I think we have about 6 preachers, you know, different ones, but I stay there. I like the church. It's a little old church, hold maybe 200 people, and it's made of blocks. And we finally got some pews in it. We used to